This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 26-year-old man is in custody on charges of murder relating to a case from 2021. The Nakusa Police Department arrested Jason W. Tordlot on January 28th in connection to the murder of his father, Thomas S. Tordlot, age 58. Jason Tordlot was identified as a person of interest after officials responded to a call reporting an unresponsive male at a residence on July 22, 2021. The investigation showed Thomas Tordlot was murdered. Jason Tordlot has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide by the Wood County District Attorney's Office and is being held at the Wood County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. If you have any information on this case, please contact the Nakusa Police Department. The Marshfield Police Department adds their voice to the growing list of organizations asking the DOT to address safety concerns at the U.S. Highway 10 and State Highway 186 intersection. Police Chief Jody Gurink states the intersection is frequently traveled and can be confusing for drivers to navigate. He also adds that the high speed of vehicles traveling on Highway 10 causes devastating results when a crash happens. The police chief states that while crashes often occur, at least in part by driver error, the environmental factors present add to the danger. He adds, quote, "minor miscalculations often carry deadly consequences," end quote. The cost of rebuilding the intersection may come with a high price tag. Police Chief Goering feels with the tragic stories like the recent death of 17-year-old Casey Ramthen, the cost of doing nothing is much higher. PetSmart in Wisconsin Rapids opens this Saturday. The store is located in the former Shopko building on the East Riverview Expressway along with three other retailers. The pet store opens on February 1st at 9 a.m. In a developing story, the Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being repaid has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tolmay-Olson explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services, the list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose again in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Trailblazers, 125-117. Giannis Antetokounmpo asked, how has Portland beat them 3 out of 4 tries since they traded Damian Lillard away to Milwaukee?
Good team, play fast, have a lot of people that can make shots over the dribble. You know, when you give a team confidence, they beat you.
The Bucks' road trip continues when they face the Spurs in San Antonio tomorrow night. College basketball, number 9th-ranked Marquette, with a win in Indianapolis, beating Butler 78-69. Cam Jones got into foul trouble, So Stevie Mitchell stepped up, scoring a career-high 22 points. Number 18th-ranked Wisconsin and Maryland tonight. Head coach Greg Gard on why he thinks the Badgers have improved on offense.
You know, an unselfish group that doesn't care who gets the credit. And it's a really talented team that have a lot of weapons that can shoot it. And there's pretty much everybody we put on the floor is a legit threat from three.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A popular TV detective will say goodbye once again. As a big fan of detective shows, I've really enjoyed Bosch and been through the entire series twice. Titus Welliver plays the uncompromising LA detective based on the lead character in Michael Connelly's crime novels. When the original show ended, it was spun off into Bosch Legacy, and its third and final season will drop on Freevee March 27th, according to Deadline. If you like cop shows, both Bosch and Bosch Legacy are worth a peek. The Jonas Brothers are great at reinventing themselves, and there is a new iteration. The musically talented bros, Nick, Jonas, and Kevin, will play themselves trying to get home from London to New York in time for Christmas with family. Really thinking outside the box there. According to Deadline, Disney is hoping to have the film ready for a 2025 release. You guys think they'll make it home in time? Expect a nail biter, ladies and gentlemen. A forgotten actor joins the cast of a forgotten TV show. I always wondered why Jason Patric never achieved bigger status as an actor. He always does solid work, and now will be doing it on a TV show that has been demoted from network TV to Peacock, but is part of a huge franchise known as Law & Order. Patric, who is Jackie Gleason's grandson, will join Christopher Maloney in the cast of Law & Order Organized Crime for Season 5 as Detective Tom McKenna. There is no official date as to when Season 5 will drop. One of Pete's picks, A Complete Unknown. I'm not exactly going out on a limb here, as it's Oscar nominated. The film follows Bob Dylan's transition from folk and the acoustic guitar to rock and playing a more electric sound. The narrative uses Dylan's music as a through line, starting with his arrival in New York at the age of 19. Three of the film's cast members, Timothy Chalamet, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbaro, are all nominated for Oscars. Definitely worth a look. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Folie à Deux was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s. Still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 30.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.